They may well be the most popular band you don't know. TPR's arts and culture reporter, Jack Morgan, was able to connect with one of the three lead singers of Canadian sensation Walk Off the Earth.
We're all from the same town, and the town has a really good music scene.
That's Sarah Blackwood. She and her bandmates hail from Burlington, a Toronto suburb. If you know them, it's probably due to a video that's been watched more than 184 million times. Somebody that you used to know.
It was basically after that video where we all sat down and said, like, okay, we're officially all a band. Now everyone else, quit your old other bands.
The band's live take of performer Gautier's song is exceptional, but it's made more so by the fact that all five band members are holding, playing, and drumming one guitar. They became an immediate YouTube sensation.
We were all very, very excited about what we were doing with YouTube. We're very happy that the internet exists.
Blackwood is married to bandmate Johnny Luminati, and in that subsequent 6 years, she's had two children. The band does plenty of their own songs, but they're also known for doing other artists' songs, including Madonna's Material Girl. 'Cause we are living. She was quite a few months pregnant when the video was shot.
8 and a half.
Well, I've never seen a woman that pregnant move that much in a music video before.
Yeah, that was a tough day, but man, it's one of my favorite videos.
She danced up and down stairs in a two-story house wearing overalls that simply couldn't be buttoned on the side anymore. A subsequent video was shot right before her second child was born.
I was actually in labor when we shot I Can't Feel My Face. We did a cover of that weekend song, and I was in labor when we shot that video. And I know she'll be the death of
me, at least we'll both be known. In an industry where the dark side is often promoted, Walk Off the Earth's music is unfailingly uplifting. And Blackwood says, it's not by accident.
We want to live the most positive life that we can. So that's what we promote, that's what we live, that's what we write about, that's what we create our art based around, positive vibes.
That positive vibe comes through in surprising directions in a video for a song called All Right.
Johnny's sister owns a dance studio where we're from, and we met this amazing little boy at the time, Elliot, who was transitioning to become a girl. And we just were so inspired by her strength because she's only, I think, 9 or 10.
The video shows a young boy wanting to dance in a school talent show as a girl, and his parents are outraged by the idea. In the end, she gets her wish.
For me as a mother, as a parent, I want my kids to grow up in a world where they don't have to feel fear and shame. I think we've come a really long way since when I was little.
A recent video updates the Five People One Guitar video. In this one, they're playing an instrument you've never seen.
It's called the Githarpalele, and we designed it with this company called Blueberry Guitars, so it's the only one in the world.
They wanted a guitar, a harp, and a ukulele. So they asked the company,
like, can we mash them all together and then do a bunch of like little percussion things on the one side so we can play drums on it at the same time? And they were just like, okay. So it took us about 8 months to design and for them to build it. But yeah, it's a pretty cool instrument. We have it on the road with us.
The road takes them tomorrow night to Stubbs Barbecue in Austin.
I can't wait to get to Austin. I love Texas so much. We haven't been there in so long.
She makes big promises about their live show.
One of the most exciting shows you've ever seen, really, I think. And that's not tooting my own horn or anything. We get a lot of people, you know, afterwards just saying, that's the best show I've ever seen. Just everyone smiling and dancing the whole time.
Walk Off the Earth is known for their tendency to throw guitars and ukuleles to one another during songs, changing roles instantly.
Oh yeah, there's ukuleles flying, there's weird instruments that you've never seen, contraptions to hold boom whackers and whippy tubes, and it's a circus.
That circus comes to Austin tomorrow night. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.